This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Emailed to multiple locations in the U.S. What's that all about? Reminds me of when I went to Cherry Hill East High School. We used to get bomb threats. That was the only thing that happened there. And since I went to school with 4,000 kids, it was crazy. It was like everyone was pouring out of the building when that happened. But this is not a funny matter whatsoever. So joining us right at the top here of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. You know, Bob, looking at these bomb threats before we dive into the tsunami out of Washington, it's bomb threats were made at Columbine High School, and that, of course, opened the door to school shootings, the 1999 shooting that kind of started the whole thing. A teen at a middle school, shot at cops before killing himself. Right. And, you know, then they have these multiple locations. What in the world is going on? I mean, look, this is what the FBI constantly deals with. And, you know, as a congressman, there were probably a lot of threats you knew about that we never even had any idea were happening, right?
Right. I was in charge, as you know, with Steny Hoyer, my ranking member of the Capitol Hill Police and threat assessment. So we knew of everything that happened in the Capitol. And I can tell you that in a lot of, you'll hear some things, but I can tell you that in a lot of the cases, you know, maybe sometimes 75% of the time, we never let it out, unless we frankly had to, Kate, because then you might encourage, you know.
Yeah.
And some were legitimate, some weren't, but you then encourage more technically. So some people say it's a right to know, but you can't just expose members, you know, to certain situations. It's not good for them or their staff.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely not. And then we've got this deal that happened in the Senate, the votes to end the U.S. support for the Saudi war. So that's going against Donald Trump. What do you think happens ultimately in the end here?
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is a money kingdom, it really doesn't have a Palestinian, substantive issue to it. It doesn't really have an Israel-Saudi Arabian issue to it. It's a kingdom. It's about money more than it is of substance or policy. So being important to the royal family, I think it's a matter of time, if they see the signals that are going on, that they get rid of somehow MBS, Mohammed bin Salman. Now, the president's arguments, honestly, Kate, are weak. Well, if he goes, you know, they're buying military equipment, they're going to buy military equipment anyway from us. If Mohammed bin Salman goes, the investments go. No, they really don't. In fact, right now, investments are touchy because a lot of businesses really don't want to invest more in Saudi Arabia, which they were trying to do, because the kingdom's behind Dubai and the Emirates. So I'm just saying that the president's arguments, it's sort of the president standing alone with some bloggers versus almost the entire House and Senate in the majority side, of numbers. I mean, some members will support Saudi Arabia, like Speaker Ryan did today with an amendment in the Farm Bill that says you couldn't support the Senate amendment anywhere, you know, during the rest of this session. But in general, the support for Saudi Arabia is gone. I never thought I would see a day when it would deteriorate this fast.
Yeah, there you go. So while that's deteriorating, how about this Trump border plan and how what was once being considered a fence now has turned into this $5 billion tug of war? Do you think, as we're getting closer to this, that the government is going to get shut down?
You know, I went through the big shutdown, as you remember, in the mid-90s, when we shut it down for 28 days as a result of, the whole budget, not just one item. And, we got budgets with Clinton after that. Then they went for individual health care shutdowns. People don't go, in a general sense, Kate, for shutting it down for one specific reason. But on this one, I don't think the president has a lot of liability, and I'll tell you why. The Congress actually, and the media, national media doesn't tell this that much, the Congress actually passed 75% of the budget. They kicked it down the field. They didn't actually pass budgets, but they continued spending. So he's only going to shut down 25%, and it's Homeland Security also, which he controls how they ship the money. And it only shuts down from Christmas to right after New Year's. So shutting the government down. But in all reality, if he actually does, he's, you know, nobody's, we're going to be at Christmas events, holiday events, and there's not going to be any Social Security or veterans benefits cut or human services, so it will be more posturing. But actually, you know, he kind of wins with the wall people that support him.
Yeah, that's what I think, too, because that was one of the big promises.
Sure.
Oh, so he wins there. There's no doubt about that.
And he came down the escalator, remember, and he was going to build the wall. That was the first chance.
Yeah, that was the first one. And then there's a sad story out of Las Cruces. The 7-year-old girl who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border with her father last week died after she was taken into custody by the U.S. Border Patrol. The Washington Post did a huge story, and it said she died of dehydration and shock 8 hours after she was arrested. And she was coming from Guatemala, traveling with 163 people, and they went to the agents and turned themselves in. So what happened in that 8 hours? This isn't good.
No, they're going to, I'm sure they'll look into this and find out. I mean, it's a horrific story, you know. She died of dehydration and again, like you said, shock. And you wonder how can that, you know, I mean, how can that happen? That, you know, that can go on.
Yeah.
How
does that go on?
To the bottom of it, you know, of exactly what happened. But they were a group of 163 people who surrendered, as you said, to the, I think it was south of New Mexico that they surrendered.
Yeah. Right in that Las Cruces kind of area. Bro, really, really super, super sad. And I just want to remind you, be careful how much you text, because the tax on texting could be coming your way next, Bob, because California's talking about it. Yeah.
California's talking
about texting. They're going to put a tax on it. That's crazy.
On texting?
Yeah.
Really? Well, my cousins are out in California, my beloved cousins, but I do tease them a lot because they have ballot initiatives for everything and tend to tax a lot. So a little bit different than Ohio, our home state.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, crazy. So coming up, we have the stampede, and I think this could be a perfect topic for the stampede. The fury over, you're going to tax our texting, you got to be kidding me. How much money would California, look, California, whatever they can come up with that they can tax, they can take money from, whatever it is, because they can't make enough money. So they got to figure out, what can we do? What could we possibly get our hands into? What kind of regulation could we throw out there? I lived in California. I'd say even if you drove a hoopty, I'm telling you, if you know what a hoopty is, it's just a jalopy, and they would find a way to just tax you to no end on that car, on that vehicle. They would just do it because you're going to live in California. You're going to pay, by golly, no matter what it is. We're going to tax you until you can't be taxed any more. And it really is the haves and the have-nots, pretty much. Otherwise, you could be deep into your 80s and you might be having 5 or 6 roommates, because can you really afford to live there? So this is just another example of overreach by the Golden State, figuring how can we get our hands on some more green? We need it. What are we going to do? And so what we'll think about doing is, of course, texting. Everybody's texting. Let's slap a tax on that. Why not? Odds and ends. What else is popping across the USA? A ton. You don't want to miss it. Hey, Santa took a dive in San Francisco in the aquarium. Meanwhile, DeVos is canceling $150 million in student loan debt. Would you be on that list? Find out next. Kate Delaney, meet you on the flip side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
It's not like a stampede on this tax of texting. California trying to lead the way on this. But you know how it is. Once somebody gets a hold of a whole bunch of green and that do-re-mi spreads, and other states will think of doing, I think, a similar thing. Or perhaps as somebody said to me tonight, my pal Annie said we were having dinner, you know, maybe that's why the roads in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is our fifth biggest city, are so crowded anymore, because the Californians are sick of being taxed on everything, so now this is the last straw. Once they heard the rumor about being taxed for texting, it was time to get out of the Golden State. And that's where we are, folks, here on my show, America Tonight. Kate Delaney, nice to have you on board. You can text all you want if you're not in California. And actually in California you can too. It's just a proposal that came up by the California Commission. And the proposal was filed by the Public Utilities Commission, a group that regulates public utilities. So that's what they're calling it, a public utility. Mobile phone users, you know, shifted from making phone calls to using messaging services to communicate. Voice call revenue for the state programs has dropped by a third. So check this out. From $16.5 billion in 2011 to $11.3 billion in 2017. They don't like it, right? So they're trying to figure out what can we do? So who would be taxed? Well, they'd have to figure it out. Does the receiver pay? Does the sender pay? If you move out of state but you keep your California number, what would you do? What happens if you drive to another state and get a phone? I mean, it's very taxing to think about texting and taxing, taxing it. It's crazy. iPhones, the WhatsApp app. I mean, there's so many things that could happen. They're talking about the traditional text messages, SMS or MMS. You know, iPhones have the text feature in the WhatsApp, the text that the CPUC would text to the one sent over a mobile phone built in the messaging app. The green bubbles. Just another reason I'm glad that I moved from California. I did like living there, some aspects of it, but it did seem like everything was taxed out the yazoo. So unless you just had money to throw up in the air and burn and you were a movie star, of course, no big deal. So you have, you know, one less bedroom in your mansion or something. But mere mortals, oh, it's brutal, man. Just absolutely brutal. All right, this is a little bit of odds and ends. So what's shaking in your hood and mine? We've all seen scooters, right? I don't care if you live in a small town, a big city. They're popping up everywhere. They're like mushrooms after massive rain, where you see them all over the lawns. But only you got to pay for these scooters. So these motorized scooters are whisking people around in all kinds of cities and areas. And it's supposed to alleviate traffic congestion and encourage people to take them. But now they're saying these dockless scooters, because they can be picked up and dropped off anywhere, that it's a risk, that you risk all kinds of injuries, crashes. They're trying to figure out, how do we prevent the crashes? Well, it's a thing called also human error. Could be the scooters, maybe sometimes themselves. But people aren't paying attention. So I'm thinking, if you're even a good scooter driver, what are the chances that someone else could hit you? So these motorized dockless scooters exploded onto the streets a couple of years ago. And it is cheap and it is easy. So let me give you an example. Austin, stay weird. 7 companies have gotten licenses to operate 11,000 scooters in that city. In October alone, riders took 275,000 trips on the scooters, covering over 264,000 miles. That's pretty big, I would say. And proudly, Austin says, well, we only had 14 scooter crashes with 9 injuries, no fatalities. And then I'm thinking of some bigger cities like Chicago. What would that be like? There are complaints because you have clumps of scooters left on sidewalks in front of businesses. So not everyone's kind of on board with that whole thing. How do you live with the scooters? How do you figure out some street parking spaces for scooter parking? Oh, I'm laughing because you know what? A few years ago, it was longer than that. It's when they first came out, my nephew wanted a scooter. And of course, he gets it. It was at Christmas time. And I was with him. And he got on the scooter. Oh, I'm excited, Aunt Kate, about the scooter. He gets on the scooter. And he's not paying attention to anything. And what happens? He goes right down the driveway. A car comes out, narrowly missing him. And I said, you know what? I think we're done with the scooter. It was fun while it lasted for, you know, 2 minutes. But I just think in some of the bigger places, it could be dangerous. And, you know, I don't know. People are complaining about where it's being left. You might be anti-scooter or you might be on board. Give me the bike. I say take the bike chances. I like it when they were doing the bike thing, but now I think the scooter is taking over. And what are you carrying on a scooter? At least on a bike, you might be able to carry just a little bit more. Right? I'm thinking just a little bit more than if you're on the scooter. That's all I'm saying. Have you checked your headlights lately? If you drive an older car, and there is some concern about this, because some people keep the cars for a long time, they say that, you know, you think that your lights are working, but there's this plastic covering the bulbs that's been clouded or yellowed. And if you've got a car about 11 years old, the typical car on the road today is only operating or generating, I just read this in the USA Today, 22% of the light that it did when its headlights were new. Well, that seems pretty scary. 22%? So I'm driving around with people near me with 22%. Maybe I have 22% of my light. I don't know. I've got to I'm going to have to test this. That is terrible. The deterioration in light in the output, that's a major, major safety concern on the roads. It would have to be. So older cars have to get their lights replaced. You're not going to get great performance if you have old headlights in. But then you get these new headlights that have a coating applied to their plastic casings to protect them from sunlight. And then that wears off after time. And that causes the casing to go from transparent to translucent. Can't we just get some normal headlights that last for X amount of time that we can be replacing? And I guess the worst headlights are on mid-size cars. So, you know, when you go to the city flying and you rent a car and you're thinking, I'll get that Cadillac ATS. I did that this year. And apparently I was driving around with the worst headlights I could have possibly had of all the cars available to me. You know, they even say the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, boom, crummy if you've had those headlights for too long. The Volkswagen Passat, those are some of the worst headlights on midsize cars. So just be aware. Just got to replace them, you know, and it may cost you some money. If it's total replacement and it's certified aftermarket parts, it could be up to $300. Do it yourself, a lot cheaper, but can you do it yourself? Yeah, order the parts, then they come, and then you're like, wait, is this IKEA? Is this a joke? I'm not sure. I don't know, fair or foul, if you are a wealthy mega church pastor and you want to give your bride a Lamborghini, should you be torn to shreds? In Greenville, South Carolina, where a lot of people are listening to us, the new pastor of a megachurch there gave his wife that, a Lamborghini SUV, for their 8th anniversary 5 days ago. He's gotten nothing but heat on social media. Nothing but heat. In an Instagram video taken at the celebration, John Gray, the pastor of Relentless Church, led his wife to a bow-wrapped car, handed her the keys while saying, "Lamborghini Urus." He later acknowledged on social media he bought the luxury car for her and responded to criticism of it. He said, "God helped me to make my wife's come true, her dream come true. Why not? She's made mine come true." I don't know, is that fair or foul? I mean, listen, if he has the money, but he's got 5 campuses, membership of 22,000, so that's the problem. You think of the worshipers and what they're paying and how much of that Lamborghini do they own. I'm just saying. Yeah, just saying. All right, stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people. Really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You have mail, mistress.
Well, thank you very much. I like getting mail. I dig it, in fact. Thanks to all of you for filling up my mailbag virtually. I love it. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, and that's where you can do the deed and dump the virtual mail. This is what David has to say. Kate, I'm so tired of this whole healthcare fiasco. I don't even know why I sign up for healthcare. What kind of coverage am I really getting anyway? Although I suppose it's just catastrophic. And that's what the name of the game is. Catastrophic is better than nothing, I suppose. What's your take on healthcare these days? Bingo, it's catastrophic. Unless you get extra, which you can do that, but then I've talked to people about various plans and what they're paying, and it is mind-blowing when you have a big family what you're, what you're paying is outrageous. You know, $10,000 a month, more than that, less than that, for coverage. Yeah. It's a nightmare. It's the nightmare that continues to keep giving us the shakes at night, because nothing really ever changed. It never changes. It just doesn't change. All right, this one is from Cooper, who says, Kate, I know you sometimes do entertainment things. I was wondering, because there's so much ripoff going on in the entertainment world, I know lately you've had a bunch of different singers on. Did you see that battle over the copyright of the hit song Blurred Lines ended with Marvin Gaye's family getting some serious cash? Yeah, they got like $5 million, and that was against Robin Thicke and Pharrell. So they'd been accused of copyright infringement for their 2013 single because of the similarities to Gaye's 1977 hit, Gotta Give It Up. They were ordered, both of them, in 2015 to pay Gay's estate more than $7 million, but that was reduced to $5.3 million, and they appealed the verdict. So, yeah, it's $5 million. Ugh. You know, there is blurred lines in all of this as to the song, the all of that, Thick and Williams, and how did this all come to pass? Because it was so similar. It's that whole copyright infringement, all of that. I mean, it falls down into that same tunnel. Let's put it that way. And let's move to something else. How about this? This one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, I've been with you for a long time here in America tonight. Congratulations on 10 years. Keep hanging in. You're about to make it. thank you. I know that you did a show from the Titanic Museum in the northern part of Ireland. And I was wondering what you thought of the artifacts that were rescued from the shipwreck going on the auction block. Oh, I think it's fascinating. So, for example, a violin played by the band leader when it was going down was sold for $1.7 million in 2013. A letter written in the ship's final hours, $166,000 last year. So paper, documents, you know, you name it, they were selling it. Even there was like 5,500 artifacts, something like that. Everything that you can that they could possibly salvage, you know, whatever it was. Premier Exhibitions is the company that owns the stuff and exhibits them at these cities. There's four U.S. cities. So this company has to pay off the company's debts, and all the things are being sold together rather than individually. So salvage rights to the ship are being included in the auction. So the winner will be able to reclaim further treasures from the site. I have the salvage rights. Let's go diving. How crazy is that? And thinking about it, wow. I mean, just some of these items, that would be lost from the public domain. And this is something that worries the museum. Like, what would be lost to Belfast? Because a group of UK museums has been campaigning to secure the artifacts and display them in London and Belfast. That was the city, Belfast, where I was, where the ship was built. That'd be a shame. I mean, if so much of that good stuff went away and people bought it, and then it wasn't, it wasn't there. That would make me sad, because this going through that museum, it's like a mix of wow and shock and awe and sadness. And I don't know. I think there was something about the Titanic, and it's wild to think of them selling everything off and some of the good stuff that wouldn't be displayed anymore. I guess let's put it that way. All right, we're going to zig into something else, because we reserve the right to zig and zag, as you know. So how about this one? This one is from Molly, who says, Kate, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this or not, but if you haven't, I wanted to tell you about the story about this South Africa deal where there were a couple of people. There were the case of the cannibal guys that got life sentences. And in South Africa, this happened when a healer walked into a police station and told officers he was tired of eating human flesh. So they didn't really believe him. And then he was carrying a bag with a human leg in a hand. And then he took officers to the house where more body parts were found. So South Africans were horrified, and they dubbed it the cannibal case. You had a 33-year-old and a 32-year-old who were given sentences for murder. The third was acquitted. All three denied the charges. I mean, that's a heinous crime. I can't even go anywhere with that. Mutilating a corpse? I mean, killing someone doing that? Ugh. Life is what they deserve. They say it's traditional medicine. That's why they were doing it. Whew. Boy, the nightmares that could come along with that, I would think, would be incredible. It would be incredibly risky. But incredibly, I mean, it's incredibly depressing, too. I can't eat human flesh anymore, so here I am, and they're laughing, and then, sure enough, pulls out the parts to prove it. Oh, man. Here you go. Wow. Ah. Wow, 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 wow. E. coli, when I hear it, I just shudder. And I think how much I like salads. And now you go into stores and you can see salads are picked over. The strain of E. coli causing this outbreak in romaine lettuce has been found in a reservoir on a farm in Santa Barbara County. They're trying to investigate other possible sources, but the CDC still advises consumers not to eat romaine, repeat after me, grown in California's Monterey, Santa Bonita, Santa Barbara counties until investigations are wrapped up. How many cases are linked to the specific farm? They don't know. But romaine grown outside of those three counties and harvested after November 23rd, as well as romaine grown in greenhouses, they say should be safe from the contamination. But I used to live in this area, so there were earlier warnings against eating romaine from San Luis Obispo, Santa Cruz, and Ventura counties. They lifted that. I think people don't want to touch romaine. When you know what E. coli can do to your body, it's just not that appealing. Skip the romaine and go for another variety of lettuce. Instead, do spinach, mixed greens, something. But I think romaine, in a way, is in trouble because trying to get people to eat romaine again is not going to be easy. Sounds silly, like, oh, okay, well, now it's clear, so let's go back to eating it. But I don't think so. I don't think so at all. All right, I'm going to end on this one because these bomb threats were made to dozens of businesses, institutions across the United States and Canada. Where did the threats come from? San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Miami, D.C., other locations. The FBI is investigating it. And the email demanded $20,000 through Bitcoin forwarded to KOCO-TV in Oklahoma City by a viewer who received it at her business. It's unclear whether everyone who received the threat on Thursday received the same email. Is it a hoax? You know, what is it? See, now you want to fool around with a hoax? I don't think so. In California, the Riverside Sheriff's Office said they had an influx of email threats, and they're taking them seriously, but none have been substantiated. In Olympia, Washington, the Park Record newspaper in Park City, Utah, they got similar threatening emails, but people were allowed back in those buildings ultimately. But, of course, they have to take them seriously because of some of the things that have happened in the U.S. lately. All right? So they can't just blow that off. James Harden scorches the Lakers for 50-point triple-double. That is big trouble. Not for Harden. Fear the beard. We're going there next as we invade the man cave.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We might be talking about Christmas presents, like what are some of the cool sports gifts you would give for the holidays? But it doesn't even have to be a sports gift. Because, you know, in the man cave, of course you're talking about sports. There's some of that conversation, the bowl games, etc. But there are other discussions that will happen in man caves, and some of that has to do with what are you getting for Christmas? What are you getting for Christmas? They've got a lot of things I think that are interesting for sports fans. For golfers, I saw these really cool Caddyshack golf socks. So they're Caddyshack golf socks. They're like $20 though. It's pretty interesting. And then there's the LeBron James cookie cutter. Yeah, you want to make a cookie? You want to bake some LeBron cookies? Well, you can do it. You can buy this special cookie cutter, right? Yeah. A couple of other things. There is the, for example, if you know somebody who needs to take those little silly breaks, do you ever make those fake, not fake, but do you ever make those paper footballs and do the football thing? You know, where you have major fingers, the goalposts, and you shot back and forth with somebody trying to score. Now you can just get a little one, a little basketball break, a desktop basketball hoop where you sink baskets wherever you want them. And it is like this little basketball. I don't know. It does seem pretty funny. It's like one of those distracting things you would put on your desk. It's small, but it would work. Yeah, I mean, you'd be a little distracted, but that's the whole idea, right? All right, what happens when you go out and you tailgate and you're freezing like you're in Buffalo? Or you're in Cleveland or wherever it gets cold? The NFL fan knows this new serious way to honor your team is this kind of it's sort of like a snuggle thing. And it's for the couch or tailgating. It's a blanket with sleeves. And it's got your football team on. It's like $24.95. I can't see many. I can see some women wearing it. I don't know if I see guys doing it, to be honest. I'm not so sure how that would look. Let me get my man blanket. I've got the arms with the holes in it so it doesn't look so bad. And I'm going to wrap myself in this little snuggy kind of thing. And I know you're not going to make fun of me. I'm thinking really, man or woman, you could bust for that. But any guy I know would really get busted over that. Oh, definitely. How about Mike Williams? 3-TD game lifting the Los Angeles Chargers to a comeback win. So Mike Williams caught a touchdown and a two-point conversion with 4 seconds left. That was enough to lift the Chargers into a tie for the AFC's best record at 11-3. So hold on, Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody was anointing you. But here come the Chargers. So they win 29-28. Wow. Watch what happens there. And look, other people are seeing this. But we've said this all along. Do you see how Los Angeles is playing? So much conversation about Pat Mahomes and other players, and he is playing incredible lights-out football, but they're capable of losing, and they've shown that a few different times, and here's another one of those times. Big time. I'm just thinking, I don't know how many, I'm going to say the same thing, I just don't know how many guys would swoop in and want to get essentially a snuggie. So Chargers once again wrapping up the Chiefs for a little Thursday night football. Then coming up this weekend, Texans and the Jets. Woohoo! I would look for Deshaun Watson and crew to try to step up big. Browns and Broncos. Broncos looking for their 7th win. Browns looking for their 6th win. Couple of others. Bengals and the Raiders. Bears and the Packers. Colts and the Cowboys. Cowboys have a chance to clinch. Some say this could be the patsy that the Cowboys need. Then you go to Minneapolis, and you got the Dolphins coming into town. I don't think that's a walk in the park, but Minnesota is favored by 7 points. Let me say it again. 7 points. So it swings in their favor. The Eagles are playing the Rams. What are the chances that the Rams don't produce? I think they're very slim. In fact, the Rams are favored by 11.5 points. And the over-under, the total for the game anyway, of 52.5. You saw the Eagles lose that close overtime game to the Cowboys, putting them in a much more precarious situation. I don't think we're going to see the Eagles in the playoffs. I don't think so. Much better chance that the Cowboys will be there and they'll win the NFC East. And by the way, we of course do that nail the score thing. Maybe this time around somebody will nail the score. Pete in the great state of Texas, Sharon in Maine, maybe Seth listening to us in New England. Who knows? Flip a coin. You may be listening to me right now, and you emailed me, and you're on the list. perhaps you will nail the score. It is possible. I mentioned that it is bowl season. And for some people, I mean, bowl season used to be everything. When I was a kid, I can remember, and who knew where I would live and where I would end up. But conversations about the bowl games, what was happening. Oh, the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl. Yeah. I mean, we go through them, and football seemed to always be on, and it's really always going to be on if everybody's watching these bowl games, because Saturday on the 15th, you've got North Carolina A&T versus Alcorn State. That's your kickoff. Then you have North Texas and Utah State. That's in Albuquerque. And then you got Fresno State and Arizona State. My alma mater, San Diego State versus Ohio on the 19th. So, Ohio is favored to win. And as a Bobcat, sure. Can they win back-to-back bowl games for the second time in their history? Sure. Let's see if it happens. But your biggest bowl games are going on, of course, when we talk about the college football playoff semifinal at the Cotton Bowl, Clemson versus Notre Dame, or, you know, OU versus Alabama. But how interesting, huh? And then ultimately we'll have, you know, for all the marbles, who's going to win. And that, I don't know, Alabama and Clemson, how tight is that game going to be? If Clemson beats Notre Dame, then the Tigers quarterback Trevor Lawrence would attempt to become the second freshman quarterback to lead his team to a national championship if that were to happen. That's not impossible. The Crimson Tide can win back-to-back national titles in their sixth under Nick Saban. Wow, six. Remember, he also won a title at LSU. So if he wins six, he'd pass Paul Bryant there for the most. Oh, there's something, it seems almost sacrilegious for that, doesn't it? He could do it. Seven titles. You'd be so hard-pressed to argue that he wouldn't be one of the greatest coaches of all time, whether you like him or not. Oof, boy. So you may be going bowling this holiday season, or it just might be on in the background, this sort of white noise. Honestly, for some people, I think it is kind of like white noise, if you know what I mean. Don't forget, you can always email us here on the show, katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. Thank you all for listening to this version of the show. And remember, make it count, everybody, as we continue to motor through and you do the things that you do during.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.